Okay, today's Daf Vav. We're on Daf Vav. We're on the fourth line where it says Tana Rabbanan. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Norensbergs, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. And we'll also learn for the zechus of a safe return of Yaakov Naftali Ben Rachel Devora, Gilad Michal Ben Bat Galim, and Eyal Ben Iris Teshura. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. It says Yore. What does the word Yore mean? Yore means... in Shema, it means rain. Yore u'malkosh is Yore's early rain, and Malkosh is later rain. Yore u'malkosh. So, what does Yore mean? How does Yore get to rain? So, the answer is it really doesn't. It's Shemore es habriot. It teach. Mora comes from the word hora, like Torah, which means to teach. Mora es habriot l'hatiach gagoseyin. It teaches the people to fix their roof. If it rains and you don't fix your roof, you're gonna have a leak in your house, so it's a good thing, right? That's why it means yo. Right. Ulahachnis es perosehen, and also to gather in your fruit, and also v'lazos kartzachehem, and to do any other need you have to do. So Rashi says, look at the Rashi second line, yore, revir rishona, the first rain, hayoredes b'mar cheshvan, that comes down in cheshvan kiddulakamon. Lama nikra yore. Why is it called yore? Shemora lahen, because it teaches people latiach gagotehen to fix their roof and b'tiach sheltid with some plaster tar. So yitifu gisham b'bayis. So it shouldn't rain into the house. Okay. Then next Rashi says ulahachnes perosehen shehinicho b'sados liyavshon arachshav. That you left them in the field to dry till now. Now if you leave them out, they're going to get wet. And the third Rashi says, "Kol tzarchehen, shar dvarim, other things, hatzrichim that you need limos hagshamim for the rainy season." What? First of all, what's Rashi adding? What the Gemara said? The Gemara says to do your needs. The Rashi says to do your needs. What's Rashi adding? Also, why do you have to give two examples of something, and then say, "And all you need"? For the roof and for the fruit and for all your needs. Why don't you say for all your needs? I don't know. I think it's a difficult Rashi there. What's he say? What's he adding? What's he telling you? I don't know. No, the word Yorah comes from the word Hora, a Torah.
But in this context, wouldn't it be reminding you of them? Because he did the same thing last year.
Right, but it's like a wake up call. It's like a wake up call, so they call it a teaching. Okay. Davar Acher, another pshat. Shamarva es haaret, it falls on the earth, it waters the earth, umashka ad tahom, and it waters up down to the tahom. Shinemar, talameha rava, nachaz gidudeha, beravrivim, timognana, tamcha, tivarech. Davaracher, another pshat, yore, shayored benachas, now it comes down nicely. Veni yored bezaf, doesn't come down in anger, doesn't come down strong. Oenela, yore, Maybe not true. Maybe Yore means that it comes down and it's masher the pears. It wipes the pears off the trees. Umashtef es hazroim, and it sweeps away the seeds. Umashtef es hazilonot, and it sweeps away the trees. How do you know it means a nice thing? Talmud lomar, malkosh, because it says Yore umalkosh. Ma malkosh lebracha, af Yore lebracha. No, malkosh is for sure a bracha. So too, Yore is also a bracha. How do you know malkosh is a bracha? Who said that? We'll see Rashi in a minute. Okay? Now the Gemara says, not true. Oeno Malkosh Elosh HaMapel Es HaBatim. Maybe Malkosh makes the houses fall down, right? Uproot houses. Umashabres Eilonos, it breaks the trees. Umales HaSekoin, and it causes the grasshoppers to come. Locusts. Makes the locusts come, right? So by Yore, what were the problems? Everything related to the field. And when it comes to Malkos, what are the problems? Everything related to property. So what's the difference? Tosfos asks, on top, Tzarechim. Amai lo ka'amar, umashaber ha'agronos, it destroys the produce, umasher es peros, and it rips the fruit off the trees. Kindle el, like we said before, by Yore. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Now, it's such a difficult Tosfos because Rashi does answer it. Usually Tosfos says, Pirush HaKohen Shri'ez Rashi says the following, but I don't agree with him. Right here, Rashi doesn't say a word. Here, Tosfos doesn't say a word. Rashi, we're going to read Rashi now. So Rashi's already bothered by that. How come by Yoreh, we said it's going to destroy the field, and by Malkosh, it's going to destroy your house? Why have to pick different things to destroy? Says Rashi, it's in the Rashi of Ma Malkosh Lebracha. See further down. See where it's Rashi, Ma Malkosh Lebracha? He can't say it's going to destroy the crops. Ulahashir Peros. And it's going to remove the fruit off the trees. She'ena mitzuyim ba'osa perek. Because they're no longer there at this time of year. In Nisan, when Malkosh happens, these things no longer exist. So what's left? That's going to mess up your house. They're not there. So Tosfos didn't read Rashi. Right? V'i'at yachol l'drosho el l'tova. So therefore, what else could it be, Malkosh? It can only be good things. She'yored al ha'malilos. It falls on the malilos, the stalks. Balakashin on the straw, umalias hatvua bikashya, and it fills up the tvua in its strength, which is the Gemara is going to say that in a few minutes. So that's why it has to be a bracha. Then the Gemara said, right? Rashi answered Tosfos' question. But why didn't Tosfos say that? So then let's finish. Now Rashi continues. Hadar armar, dilma malkosh. Now the Gemara says, well, maybe Malkosh also is a cursed taka. V'hachi mashma shemal v'kasha, because Malkosh is a combination of mal v'kasha. It's very bad. Klomar malas habatim v'ilanos shemapilon umeshabron. It destroys everything. V'kasha l'tvu. It's very bad. So if yesterday when we were at work, somebody told me to go. If you go look at Tes Vav Amid Aleph, everybody look at Tes Vav Amid Aleph for a minute. You might have an answer. I didn't know this till yesterday. And what? Yeah. It was during lunch. Now, if you go to in the Rashi, see the Rashi Tes Vav and Aleph? It's the third Rashi of the new parak, which says Uba Kabbalah. You don't have to know what's going on. Just to read the Rashi for two lines. See what it says Uba Kabbalah? Shanavi Metzavet Li Yisrael. V'hik Shetosvos. How's that possible? So they changed the gear to that. So some say, you see from here, that this wasn't Rashi. That it was someone else. You see it, Mikey? How could Rashi ask for Hikshitosa?
I got that part.
He
said that, we don't
even
know that this apparently might spell Rashi.
So what else could it mean? Either you have to change the gear, sir, which we never want to do. And if we leave it, then it's some other person. Maybe it's someone, one of the, you know, I don't know who it is. What? Maybe, who knows? The Maritz Chayis already says this. That this obviously this Masechta is not Rashi. Maybe it's based on Rashi and it's an early version or a later version, whatever you want to say. So I was wondering, maybe that's Pshat over here. It's very unusual for Tosfos to ask a question that Rashi already addresses and not answer it. He could argue on Rashi, come up with a different answer. Tosfos' question is a good question. How can we switch the damages? Tosfos says, I don't know. Doesn't answer it. Rashi will tell you why. Because those damages don't exist. Right? Such an interesting, I don't know. Okay.
Listen, the Malkosh comes only in Nisan?
Yeah. It's late rain. And we said, maybe it has to be a bracha. So Rashi says, why is that? Why? Because nothing else to destroy. Well, maybe the house? Oh, the house could always destroy. Right?
Discussed yesterday that Nisan is not the time for the rain. Maybe a little bit, but not only.
It was some later rain. Then the Gemara is going to talk about when it is. Right now, we're going to talk about when it is. Talmud Lomar Yoreh. No, so it says Yoreh. Ma Yoreh Lebracha Af Malkosh Lebracha. It's like a little bit circular. But okay, the Yoreh Gufa Minolan. What about Yoreh itself? Right. That it's a bracha. Dichsev it says, "Ubnei Tzion Gilu v'Simchu b'Hashem Elokeichem Kinasan Lachem Es Hamora L'Tzedaka V'Yored Lachem Geshem Moro Malkosh Berishon." Right, and Rashi says it says the word tzedaka.
That's a good thing. The Yoreh must also be a good thing.
Okay. Now we say Tanur Rabbanan Yoreh b'Mar Cheshvan u'Malkosh b'Nisan. The early rains are in Cheshvan. The later rains are in Nisan. Ah, to Omer, Yoreh b'mar Cheshvan, Malkosh b'Nisan. You say it's first is Cheshvan and Nisan. Oena el Yoreh b'Tishrei, u'Malkosh b'Iyar. Maybe it's in Tishrei and Iyar. Like, where do you get these months from? Talmud Lomar, b'Ito. No, it says b'Ito. In its time. How does it answer the question?
How does it answer the question?
The answer is because it's the best for people. It's why? Because we don't plant in Nisan. It's Yontif time. So it's much better if it rains in Cheshvan. So it says Be'ito, you're right, it's Be'ito. So it's Cheshvan.
So why is it raining in Nisan?
It what? Well, we're going to get to that. Rashi says it. Yoreh b'cheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan. Shekachio eis v'azman v'yofehu. That's the best time. Kindle, come on. Dizman revi'i rishonam ha'cheshvan hu. The first rain is cheshvan. That's the best thing for us. That's the best thing for people. That's when it rains. Malkosh. Amar rav nehiloi bar idi amar shmuel. Davar shemol kashiyosehen shel Yisrael. It's a something. What's mol? Oh, cuts off the stiffness, the hardness of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Tzad kisheinu yored, when it doesn't rain, chozrin Yisrael b'tshuva, Yisrael do tshuva, umisanin, and they fast, va'osin tzedakos, and they give tzedakah." Ask the Marsha. 1 second. Shouldn't that be the first rain? You wait till Nisan to daven. Right? It's Becheshvan cause what's the rain. It doesn't... Exactly. So what's going on here? What is Rashi talking about? Well, really, the Gemara says it, really. The Gemara really says... They wait. No. So there's a whole hierarchy, which we're going to get to that. First, the Yechidim would start, then everybody, then it would be a little fast, then it got worse, right? And that lasted for like a month, maybe even more. Monday, Thursday, Monday... So, but here Rashi says, the Gemara really says, no, Malkosh is called Malkosh because it gets people to straighten out. So Marsha says, what are you talking about? That's what the first one's for. So he answers, the answer's a good answer. The problem is it's not the practice of what the Klal Yisrael did. The answer is, because you're always waiting. Maybe it'll get better. And Nisan comes and there's no rain. Oh my goodness, this is a disaster. Now we better start doing tshuva. But I hear that. That's human nature a little bit, right? Not to. Nobody wants to do tshuva, really. I mean, people do. What? Nobody wants to like change your whole life around. But sort of Hashem sort of forces you to. But he gives you right. He gives you some taurus. He forces you to be better, right? So. But don't you do that right away? Like, what's going on here? I need to rain today. I better go daven today. We better call a fast today. I don't wait 6 months, right? I'm not that sure what. The Mashal, by the way, didn't answer the question. He left it as a tzarachim. The dikduke chaverim says, I'll tell you an answer. Because people, human nature is they schlep around. Yes, it's true. Human nature is to schlep around. But the Mishnayis and Tainis have a whole procedure of waiting to right away in Cheshvan. The end of Cheshvan already is starting to fast. I don't wait around. Yeah, human nature is to wait around. But that's not what the Chacham said. Because they know human nature is to wait around. We have to do something about that. I'm not exactly sure what the... Do you have an answer?
No, 1 second. Says
Yorel Malkosh. Malkosh means what's Malkosh? Malkosh, right. To break the stubbornness.
Torah refers to something which happens in Nisan, the same.
Right.
Why do we stop asking for rain like by Pesach? It's the whole least 2 more weeks for Nisan.
So I think it's already over.
It's
not good anymore. It's already over.
Why the first 2 weeks of Nisan? Yes. Get some shol bracha. Nisan is the whole month.
I hear. I don't know. Yeah, but hear what he said. Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean? Malkosh is the late rain is the time for this? Does that make sense? Marsha, does it make sense? The first rain. It's a good question. Okay. Where am I up to? Yeah. Dvar Bishmal Tana. Davar Shema Male Tvua Bekasha. It's something that fills the rain. It fills the stalk with. It fills the Tvua in the stalk. Meaning, when it rains, it fills up, it helps it grow. Bemasnisa Tana. That's why it's called Malkosh. It's Mamale the Kash. It's something that falls on top of the malilos, ala kashin, and on the kashin, the straw. That's what Rashi said before. Tana Rabbanan, yor b'mar cheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan. So we said the first rain is in cheshvan, the second rain is in nisan. Ata ome yor b'mar cheshvan. You said it's in cheshvan. Oeno elo b'kislev, maybe chodesh kislev, maybe it's in kislev. No, tamad lomer b'ito. It says b'ito yor u'malkosh. Ma malkosh b'ito, av yor b'ito. Okay, that parentheses they take out. Tanya iduch. Yorim Ar Cheshvan, Umalkosh Benisan Divra Meir. The Chacham Omim Yorim Be Kislev. No, it really is Kislev. So Man Chacham, who is that? Amar of Chista, Rabbi Yosihi. That's Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya, Ezehu Revi'a Rishona. When's the Revi'a Rishona? When's the first rain? So for the first rain, there are 3 rains. Within the first one, there are three. Revia, Habakira, B'shalashim, Ra'cheshvan. The first one starts in Cheshvan. Beinanez, B'shivabo. I'm sorry, the third of Cheshvan. Beinanez, B'shivabo. The next one is the seventh of Cheshvan. And Afela, the last one, is Ba'arba Asarbo, B'shiva Asarbo, on the 17th. Divir Rameir. That's Rameir's pshat.
Can't strengthen some Arshos question.
Correct.
Because giving an exact date when it's supposed to
correct, be. Correct, 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 correct. Right, he didn't answer it. He didn't answer it. The Mashal didn't answer the question. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'shiva, 7, Ubi Yudzayin, 17, Ubi Eshim V'shlosha, and the 23rd. Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'Yudzayin, 17, Eshim V'shlosha, 23, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So what do you see from here? That Rosh Chodesh Kislev is, Kislev already is also a time of, well, no one else said that. No one else said it goes into Kislev. V'chein ha'yir Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein yechidim es'anen ad shegir Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Nobody starts the fast. The yechidim were the first ones who started the fast. They didn't. No one started till Kislev. Why? Because we were waiting for the rain to come, Kislev. Omer of Chis, ta'alacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Ta'alacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and of course, there's a girsa change here, and they change it to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Right, but it comes in three stages.
Why do you wait
for Kislev? Because according to him, the third stage was the Chodesh Kislev.
So you waited for the third
stage? No, the third. Amemar Masdil Yom, but if the five. Oh, it's not raining now. Let's go call fast. No, wait a few. Right. Amemar Masdil Lahad Rav Chista Kahalishna. Amemar said over Rav Chista's vart in the following way. Bishloshim Acheshva and Charles Akashamim. I skipped? I'm sorry. No, I said it. Amemar Masni Lahad Rav Chista Bahailishna. Amemar said, Rav Chista said in the following way. This is not rain, this is when you ask for rain. When do you say Vitain Talamotar in Israel? Third day of Cheshvan. Rabbi Gamliel Omer B'Shivabo. No, you wait till the seventh day. Amar Rav Chista, Halacha Karben Gamliel. Halacha Zer Karben Gamliel. Kiman Oz Lahad Tanya. Who said the following? Rav Shir Ben Gamliel Omer. The Rav Shir Ben Gamliel says like this. Kishamim Shiyardu. Shivi yamim ze achar ze. Let's say it rains for 7 straight days. Atamone behem river rishona ushnia, and some have the gears of ushlishas. Meaning it rains for 7 days, and that could count either for 1 and 2 or 2 and 3. That's how it means. Either 1 and 2 or 2 and 3. 7 straight days. Who could that be? Kiman, it could only be Kiribyosi, like Kiribyosi. How's that possible? See Rashi. Kiribyosi. Rashi is going to say something now which we need help. Kiribyosi, like Kiribyosi, why? That leave it to Kiribyosi, because according to Kiribyosi, Hachi Hava, this is how it's going to work out. Bein Revia Rishona Vishnia, between the first and second, oh, Shnia Lishlishis, or the second and third. Why? The Rishona be a Zion. The first was on the 17th. Shnia Chav Gimel. The second one was on the 23rd. The Hainu Zion Yamin. That's 7 days. Im Shneim Yimei Revia. Counting 17 and counting 23 gives you 7 days. V'umi Chav Gimel Ad Lamed, from the 23rd to the 30th, is Zayin Yamim. Below Yom Revia Achrona, but not Va'ad below Ad Bichlal. Not that as 8 days. Tosfos says, well, you could do another way. You could say from 23rd to the 24th. To the, like the Eisel Eis. Then you can count the 30th day, because it'll be 7 days like that. Okay? It's another way to get 7 days. Now, the Kulu Tanoi lo havi hafi. The other Tanoi, you're not going to get 7 days. Why? Dilara Meir, the Amar Rishona, Begimel, Bishnia Bezayin. He said, one's on the 3rd, one's on the 7th. Leka Bein Zulzu Ola Arba Yamim. It's only a 4 day gap. And Bein Kshnia Lishlishis Yesh Yud Yamim. From the 17th to the 27th, it's a 10 day gap. It's too many days. What about Rabbi Yehuda? What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Bein Rishona L'Shniyah Yud Yamim. From the first to the second is 10 day gap. What about Aval Bein Shniyah L'Shlishis Late Yesh Yoser? But from the second to the third, there's more. What do you mean there's more? Exactly 7 days. It's from the 17th to the 23rd. It's the same 7 days as Rabbi Yossi held, except he holds it's 2 and 3, and Rabbi Yossi held that was 1 and 2. Or two, right? So what does Rashi mean by that? So some change it to say Ein Yoser. It's not more than 7, right? But it doesn't fit the first half of the statement. Because he held it's a gap of 10 and then a gap of 7. Only Rabbi Yossi held they're both gaps of 7. Right, so Rashi can't say Yoser. That doesn't make. That's why there's a bait. They changed the girsa. There's two footnotes here. It can't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It can't be true. But it's not true. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said 7 days. How can Rashi say it's more than seven? It's not true. So they say it to say ain Yoser. It's not more. Right? Okay. Second to bottom line. Amar of Chista Halacha Kerb Yosi. I think they changed that also. Anyway, Bishlam or Via Rishona. Listen to this. Now there are three times it rains. So I understand the first one, Revir Rishona, Lishol. That's when we start asking for rain. We're saying Talamotar. Shlishes, Lesados. And the third rain is when we start fasting. Shneel Amai, why do I need to know when the second rain is? What does it do for me? What do I need to know it for? What is the halachic significance of the second rain? So there are four answers. Amr of Zera, answer number one, Linadarim, regarding oath. Ditnan, we learned, Hanoder Ad Hagishamim. If someone makes a neder, I'm not gonna go visit you until the Gishamim come. What does that mean? Mishiardu Gishamim, and you say, from when it starts to rain, Ad Shatere Revishniya, it means the second rain. Why? Because it's plural, Gishamim. So that's one halacha significant. Nothing to do with rain, Hilchas Nadarim. Okay.
They knew when their second rain took place.
They knew when it's supposed to take place.
I'm saying, this is really the second Yoruk.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reb Zvid Amar, Lezesim. Reb Zvid says that the second rain is relevant in terms of Zesim. Olives. What does that mean? Ditnan. Because there's a halacha like this. Me'emesai kal adam mutarin b'leka chikl peya. When is everybody allowed to get leka chikl peya? Like a chicken peya are really for aniyim. At some point, it became available even for the ashirim. You're walking down the street, you see some nice zaysim, you can afford to go to the store and buy, but they're available. It's reached a point where the like a chicken peya for aniyim has passed, you're allowed to go in and take. When's that point? We're going to say it's in the second rain.
Isn't the balabayas what
it is? Yes, I think so. What's it? So when is like a chicken peya mutter? Mishayelchu hanimoshos. When the nimoshos get finished with the field, we'll see in a minute what the nimoshos are. Once the nimoshos are done, anything left is all hefker, even for ashirim. The peret va'ololos. What about peret and olos, which are certain? It's like lekachich and peya by grapes. When is that? Mishayelchu aniyim bekerem v'yavo. When the aniyim go thoroughly through that vineyard, if they go through it and they don't take, and the stuff left over. Even that Shirim could take it. And Bezesim? What about Zesim? When are olives available to everybody? Mishatera to Viyashniya, when the second rain comes down. By that time already, anything good has already been taken, and now all whatever's left over there is left over, now it's available to everybody. My Nimoshos, what are the Nimoshos? It's Amr of Yochanan, Savi de Azra Tigra. It's an old man who walks with a stick. When those old timers get finished with the field, and they've left stuff over, you can get it too. That's the first shot. Rishlakish Amar, Lakute Basa Lakute. Those people, Rashi says, send the kids. You go through, and he said, your kids, there's nothing to do. Go back to the field. See anything else I left over, I overlooked, anything else there. Once that happens, in other words, it's a thorough going through the field. Once that happens, and there's still stuff left over, it becomes hefka for everybody. That was answer number two. Answer number three, Rav Papa Amar, Kedei Lahalech, Bishvile Harishus. The second rain is as long as I'm allowed to walk on your field. Why? The Amar Amar, we learned. Mahal can call Adam Bishvile Harishus Ad Shetere Revishnia. The Rashi explains that one of the Tanoim of going into a conquering Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua made a takana that you're allowed to use someone else's field with a path as long as the field is not in the season when things are growing. What, so when can I use the path? Till the second rain. By then already, the guy's got to grow his crop. And you being there, it makes things worse. Okay? Number four, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omer, Lavar Peros Shviyas. When do you have to destroy Peros Shviyas? By the second rain. What does that mean? Ditnan, Ad Masai, Nenin, Visarfin, Beteven, Ubekash, Shal Shviyas. Until when can you have Hana? And use it for firewood, of straw and stubble of Shavuos, right? Ad Sheteired Revia Shnia, until the second rains come down. So this actually is quite complicated because this is Cheshvan. So what year are we in? We're in the Shemitah year. Rashi says that how do you even have this on Shavuos? Rashi says it's Sfichin, it's after growth. Shegadlu b'Shavuos, it grew on Shemitah. You didn't plant it; it grew on its own. The Yesh Bahen Isser Shavuos, so it's Usser for Shemitah. O Tvua Shegadla b'Shavuos. Or grew after Shemitah because it grew. Either way, you didn't plant it. You're not going to work the field in Shemitah. So what I think is going on here is you took it into the house, you're using it for firewood. Now we're in year 8. Now in the beginning of year 8, we're in Cheshvan of year 8. How long can you get Hanar from this? Until the second rains. Why? Because at the second rains, it becomes good for fertilizer. So you leave it out in the field. So, right? Why, my time or why? Diktiv ulahemtecha ulachaya asher ba'artecha. For the behema and the chaya in your land. Calls man shechaya ochelas basadeh. As long as the chaya is eating out in the field, ha'ochel ulahemtecha babayit. You can give the animal in your house, and not just your animal, you too. Kol ulachaya ben asadeh. There's nothing more for the chaya to eat. Kol ulahemtecha ben abayit. You can't have it in your house either. When the second rain comes already, The animals don't eat this stuff because it starts becoming, the rain makes it not edible. It's going to be used for the fertilizer, so that's when you have to get rid of it. Okay. Amar Rabbi Avo, my Lashon Revia. What's the Lashon of Revia, which we've been saying is rain? It's Dover Sheroveya Esakarka. It's something that like has relation, so to speak, with the karka, which is rain. Kid Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mitra Baila Da Arahu. Rain is the husband, so to speak, of the earth. Shinemar, right? Rehuda is some kind of environmentalist, right? Such a progressive thing to say, such a beautiful thing to say. The husband of the earth, the rain. It's an amazing thing. Shinemar ki kasha yered ageshev v'ashali min hashamayim v'shama lo yashov ki yim harava es haaret v'holida v'hatzmicha. V'amar v'revo, revia rishona, the first rain, kadei shetayred b'karka tefach. It rains so much that it goes into the karka a tefach. Shnia, there's so much rain, there's so much mud, that you can make a seal for a barrel. Amar of Chista, Gishamim Sheyardu, Kedei Lagav Ba Lahem Pichavis, Ein Bo Mishum Va'atar. If there's that much rain, that's not in the gather of, hey, there's no rain. If there's less rain than that, that might not be enough. It might be in the gather of, hey, there's no rain. We gotta make a fast. Amar of Chista, Gishamim Sheyardu, Kodem Va'atar, rain that falls before Shachris, it means before you say va'atar in Shema of Shachris, ein behem yishum va'atar. That's not a problem of, hey, there's no rain. But Amar Abaye, no. Lo amaron ela kodem va'atar du'urta. That's only true if it rained before the night. Aval kodem of va'atar de'tafra, but if it rains in the morning, yesh bo mishum va'atar. That is a problem. That's not good rain. The Amar of Yehuda bar Yitzchak, hine anani de'tafra, the morning clouds, les buhum mashasha. That's nothing. The Ksiv, like it says, the Navi in Hosea is giving Musa to Klai. Look what he says: Ma esel lecha Ephraim. What am I going to do with you, Ephraim? Ma esel lecha Yehuda. What am I going to do with you, Yehuda? V'chasedchem ka'anan boker. Your ches is like the morning cloud. That's nothing. That's worthless, right? So you see, it's not good to have rain like that in the morning, early morning. It doesn't help. Why not? I don't know. What? Well, rain. Well, that'd be the rain. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, what are you talking about? For Amri Inchi, people say, b'mafteach babi, when they go into the gate, mitra, the rain came, bar chamra, you tell the donkey, moch, shakad, v'goni, take your sack and go back to sleep. In other words, it's raining now, in the morning already it's raining, we don't even need you, go back to sleep, you tell the donkey. So what do you mean the morning rain is bad? It's good. So lo kash is anakash, ha, dekartar b'iva, when is it good if the clouds are thick? Ha, the katar banani. When is it no good? When the clouds are thin. What exactly is going on here in the geology and that's the word I'm looking for. Hemisphere. The hemisphere. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know. Amar Yehuda, Tava l'shata the Teves armalta. Teves is it's a good year when Teves is like an almana. What is almana? No rain, no husband. That's a good thing. Why is it good? Ikad Amri, because the lo bairi tarbitzi. Rashi gives two pshatim. Number one, because the roads are dry, people can go learn. And the second pshat he gives is because there are certain vegetables that don't get, the rain is not good for them. That's a, those vegetables will be a good a bumper crop on that. Those are two pshatim. And ikad amri delo shakel should funa. It's a good thing because it won't cause a blight. When there's too much rain, it's also bad. So when Teves is a little not good, he means to say it rained already before. Now Teves is a dry month. That's not a bad thing. Ain't is that true? Amar Rav Chista atava l'shata atava menevalta. What are you talking about? Teves. You know when Teves is good? When the roads are so wet. It's manuvel. You can't walk. It's all muddy. It's terrible. That's a good thing. So lo kasha tanakasha. Ha da asa mitra meikara. No, Rabbi Huda was talking about when it rained already. It rained already before the chesed. Now Teves can be a little dry, so we can go learn, or because we're good for the other vegetables, whatever. And ha da asa mitra meikara. No, Rabbi Chista was talking about it didn't rain before. So if it didn't rain before, at least it's raining Teves. Vam Rav Chista kishamim shiyardu al miksas medina. If it rains on part of the country, al miksas medina lo yardu, but it doesn't rain in the other part of the country, ain behem mishum va'asar. That's not a bad thing. That's okay. That's a good thing. So that's good. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's not that, oh my goodness, there's no rain, we have to call Tanesim. No, you don't do that. Ain't that true? Vaksiv. Vagam. This is a pasuk in Amos. Vagam. Anochi menati michem es hageshem. I'm going to hold back the rain from you. Ba'od shlosha chadashim for 3 months. Lekatir to harvest. Vimtarti al ir achas. And I'm going to make it rain on that city. Val ir achas lo amtir. I'm not going to rain on the other city. Right? Chaloka achas, kimtar, it's going to be partial rains. From Rav Huda Marav, stay in Leklala, it's bad for both of them. It's bad for both cities like that. So what you just told me before, that if it rains in half the country, it's okay. Right. Now you see, it's not true. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, the asa tova. The pasuk was talking about, it rains too much. That's a bad thing for both of them. Ha, Rav Huda was talking about kidima boile. It rains the right amount. So if it rains the right amount and both can benefit, then it's a good thing. What the pasuk was talking about, it's going to be a disaster no matter what I do. Amar Rav Ashi Dekanamiel Diktani, it says Tamtir Tehemako Motor, that in its place there should be enough rain for everybody. Shmami, no, you're right. That's the pshat. Now Amar Rav Yavo says Me'im Esai Mevarchin Al Geshamim. When do you make the bracha on rain? So the truth is, this bracha is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And we did this bracha in brachas. This bracha came up. I don't know if anyone says this today. I was reading, it only applies for someone else's field. I don't think anyone says this today. But when do you say it? It's a bracha on rain. When do you say it? Mishiyeche chasen likras kala. When the chasen goes out to beat the kala. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means, that, I think that's what it means, that the drops are falling so close, like a chasen so close to a kala. That such good rain, not that it rains like a drizzle, the rains, you know, sometimes you go outside and it's drizzling, you don't even feel like it's raining. Because you can sort of dodge the raindrops. No, I'm not talking about rain like that. The chasen, the two drops of mamash were so close to each other, like a chasen and a kala. That's what I think that means.
It's not my shibara?
No. My mevarech, what do you say? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Moda menachnu lach, Hashem alokeinu, I'll call tipa, every drop, shall ratatalanu, that you caused to fall. Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Bahachi. Rabbi Yochanan would say like this. Ilu finu male shira kayam. If we could only pray as great as the oceans, right? Ul shoneinu rina kamon galav, and we're going to give you thanks and praise as high as the waves, right? Ul is flowery. Anyone ever say this, brother? Ad el yazvenu rachamecha Hashem alokeinu v'lo azvunu. No, don't forsake us. Baruch rov ha'odos. Blessed is you with a lot of blessings. Rova odos below kol odos? What, a lot and not all? What kind of bracha is that? Bless are you, rova a lot, good, a nice amount. Thank you. Right, right. All the amount. Thank you for all the brachas. Rova brachas. What does that mean? Right. Amar Rova. Right. You're right. Aim or rather say, kel ha'odos, the God who I'm thanking. Amar of Papa. Our Papa says, hilkach. Therefore, namrinhu l'tarvayu. Say both. Kel ha'odos, v'rov ha'odos. Say both. So, Mr. Iskowitz told me that there are 10 places in Shas where Rav Papa is the one. Someone says, like we say, by Ashi Yatzar. One said, say rov echol basar, and another one said, say umafli lasos. So Rav Papa says, say both. 10 places in Shas he says to do that. And that's why there are 10 children of Rav Papa that you say at every Siyum. Because there's no greater thing than when you make Shalom between two Shitas. And Rav Papa was excelled at that. And he was lucky to have 10 children. And every Siyum you mentioned, the whole Shas is full of Machlokas. Right? Every other page of Machlokas about details, unbelievable. At the end of the day, when we finish, yeah, but let's not forget Rav Papa's tablet of making Shalom and, you know, having a cohesive halacha. Well, that's a great part. I was trying to look for it here. It's one of the 10, right? This is one of the 10 places, right?
Right.
What is the 9 places? One's Be'ashi Yatar, one's here. What are the other 8, Marcel?
Huh?
Yeah. What are the other 8?
You know. Yes. Marcel came right.
All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
First way or any way?